Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
He's a Central Arkansas native who's taking his talents to the hill to help the Hogs on the mound. It doesn't matter what the situation is, he's always ready to take the ball for the Razorbacks. Brought to you by Seth Boyd with Shelter Insurance. Give Seth a call today for all your insurance needs. 501-982-6465. Joining Morning Mayhem, it's number 41, Will McIntyre.
Good morning, Will.
How are you doing?
We're doing great, buddy. How are you?
I'm good.
Man, we appreciate you jumping on with us at game day. By the way, Return of the Mac, do they actually play that as you walk onto the field? Is that your walk-up music, if you will?
Yeah, that's my walk-up song when I'm running out to the mound.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, love nice. That song. And that's sort of an old-school song, so that's,
sure.
But it fits perfectly with your name. Game day against LSU, man, if you can't get ready to play this game, this weekend, you're not a competitor. So first, before we talk about Auburn, going back, let's just talk about tonight and this weekend and the reputation of the kind of program that LSU brings to Fayetteville tonight.
Yeah, man, it's a very solid team coming up to the hill. Defending national champions. They got a good squad, and it's gonna be exciting. Playing in front of a bunch of people tonight. I'm sure it'll be a packed stadium and good weather on a Thursday night.
So, obviously, you guys, everybody in the SEC is tough to play. LSU, obviously, has got a rabid fan base. They've got great players. A little bit different edge when you guys play them, or is it all about the same? Or just, they've won, obviously, 7 national championship, defending national champions. A little bit different edge when you play those guys?
I mean, you got to take every team in the SEC serious. There's no really off weeks, but, yeah, games like this weekend, you know, you put a little circle around like this is a big time series, and you might lock in just a little bit extra just because, of the history between the programs and the just the excitement around all of it.
And the other part of it, I'm sure your dad probably grew up, obviously exposing you to Razorback football. And you got the football, history between LSU and Arkansas, which has been a good one, especially when we used to play each other the day after Thanksgiving. So you got all those things going into it. Let's go back to Auburn real quick. Got the series win. You saw some heroics there. I think it was game two where you had a true freshman, Ryder Helfrich, come in and just take one deep. It's his first career SEC at bat. Really special moment for him, and that was a great win for the team as well.
Oh yeah, dude, that home run that Ryder hit was crazy. I was warming up in the pen, and from my point of view, I couldn't even see the batter because of the way they had their bullpen set up. But all I hear is just the loud crack of the bat, and I look up and I see the ball flying over the fence, and I didn't even see the swing. So we're going crazy out in the pen, and yeah, it was a great series, good series win for us. It was a very intense first two games. Actually, all three games actually were really intense.
With Will McIntyre, brought to you by Seth Boyd with Shelter Insurance. How weird was it not having Coach Van Horn there? Obviously, very special day for him. He left the team to be with his daughter who had triplets, which we all were like, hey, that's really cool. That's special. But how sort of weird was it not having him there? I think maybe it's happened once before, maybe more than that since you've been there. But the difference in how you guys, and probably not much of a drop-off, but it had to be noticeable, obviously.
I honestly think it kind of gave us a little extra motivation just because we wanted to make him proud because we knew he was watching. And it's his brand of baseball, and we wanted to represent it correctly. And, he's having a big moment in his life, and we wanted to make him proud in that moment. So I think that helped us a little bit. And then he comes back on Friday and tells us the good news and whatnot, and we just won that game, and yeah, I think it was a very successful weekend.
Roger, I don't know if you've seen this, but I was going to ask. I meant to ask Peyton Stovall. We talked to him on Tuesdays. I've been seeing this gorilla thing. I've been seeing you guys pass the gorilla. They got Roger. They've got this like this big gorilla doll, like this big, and you see at the end of the game they will give it to somebody, and then in the dugout, Roger. If somebody looks like they've had a big hit or whatever, a home run, they come in, and there's a gorilla mask that somebody puts on.
Right.
So I know the guys talked about it in a post-game press conference, I think, after the Trojan win. But for our audience who doesn't that don't know about the gorilla deal, what's the scoop on that?
So I'm not honestly 100% sure because it comes from the hitters, but from what I've heard, if I remember correctly, it came from our first base coach, Bobby Warnes, and he said one day when our offense was struggling, let's just go out there and play some gorilla ball. And it kind of caught on. I think Stovall went and bought that mask off Amazon. Somebody else got the doll, and they really bought into it.
It's funny. For us older guys growing up, Roger, you would always see the gorilla mask in some movie, some cheapy movie that, you know, just being stupid.
I think the guy on the original Gong Show had on a gorilla mask.
It does look sort of funny here. You got this number one baseball team in America, and you got a guy coming down the dugout with a gorilla mask on. But
right.
It's like you said, you know, and I did. That's what exactly they said. They said he had said gorilla ball. Extra base hits, you know, doubles, triples, home runs, and it sort of took off. And of course, Peyton Stovall, by the way, another home run. But it's like you said, it just gives the team something. Every team sort of has a gimmick or something that they do, and it seems to be working so far. But I don't. It's interesting, Roger. Did you pick up on this? It's really more of a hitter's deal.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't think about that sometimes, Will. That's you know, even though you guys are on the same team, it is sort of a different world between pitchers and hitters and what you guys do and do throughout the week and do in games.
Yeah, I think it's more kind of like on football where you like split up offense and defense. It's like you split up skill/position guys to hitters. You know, they all spend more time with each other. We spend more time with ourselves as pitchers, but we all, you know, come together and we all get along in the locker room and stuff. But like, if you ask any pitcher, I'm sure they're going to say they're more close with the pitchers because it's who they spend all their time around.
And had four at-bats in a game of any pitcher, of all the pitchers, who is the best hitter, in your opinion?
What do you mean? Like, what pitcher would be the best hitter?
Yeah, what pitcher is the best hitter if you had four swings a game?
You can pick yourself.
Yeah, you can say yourself if it is.
Oh, no, I was terrible. I couldn't hit a breaking ball. I don't know, man. I'm going to have to go with Gage Wood.
He's bowed up. He's bowed up. But you're a big dude, man. If you ever got a hold of one, man, it's going some distance. I know that much.
Somebody will buy you a Chipotle bowl. to hear you say that you couldn't hit the breaking ball, it's kind of funny to me.
Because you throw them.
It's almost one of the things like I would think it would be, but I'm an idiot. It'd be like the Matrix. You can see it slowing
because
down.
Because he pitches it.
But you know what it is.
It doesn't work that way, though, huh?
Oh, no, I hit until I was, I think, a freshman in high school, and then once guys started throwing a little bit harder and people actually could spin the baseball pretty well, I was just like, this is just not for me because I'm not really good at this, and I'd rather be the guy that gets people out than gets out himself.
Well, we're visiting with Will McIntyre, by the way, who just joined the show, brought to you by Seth Boyd with Shelter Insurance. It's just like choosing between, do you like to be tackled or do you like to
the hit?
Do you like to receive or receive the hit or to give the hit?
Yeah,
and so same kind of mentality. I think we asked Will last time about his cutter. Remember us asking about the cutter? That was one of your pitches, right?
Yeah.
I think he was trying to describe that. And I think they were really bragging on you. I remember, I guess it was the first game when you came in there. You guys shut him down, and I think one of the coaches, if David mentioned his cutter was really working. I thought that's our guy.
I like
that's
it.
That cutter.
Yeah,
that's that cutter. Even though we still trying to figure out what exactly it means.
Yes, something else we found out of just yesterday because Baz and I we're old school, so we don't know some of these things. So I'm going to ask it to you this way, and hopefully it comes out right. When in your battery, who do you like to receive? Who do you like to catch for you?
I'm good with anybody catching me, but you know, I'm not really, you know, picky, but you know, if I had to pick one guy, it'd maybe be Roland just 'cause, we have the experience from last year and the chemistry, and it's like every time I'm pitching, I don't even have to think of what I want to throw next. You know, he's on the same wavelength as me and knows exactly what I want and what situation, whereas another guy I might have to shake once or twice. But, you know, I'm not really a picky guy on who's catching me.
We were not familiar with the term battery,
right,
even though we played baseball back in the 60s and 70s. Yeah. We're like, battery? What's battery? Justin Moore was like, you don't know what battery is. Yo, it's been around since 1800.
1860.
No, it has been. That's true.
Well, you shut up. We don't know the battery.
That's okay.
Yeah, no, it's all fun.
Well, Will, listen, man, we'll let you go and get ready for the game tonight. Listen, I think that the pitchers, if you and Hagen go out tonight and throw 20 strikeouts or whatever, I think you should have a gorilla mask. That gorilla mask should come out for you guys, too.
Yeah.
Come on.
Why not?
That's gorilla ball, gorilla pitching.
Yeah.
Gorilla pitching, man.
I'm looking on Amazon right now. Amazon Prime's overall pick, you can get one of these gorilla masks for $15.99.
We should.
Delivered Saturday.
We should send that to them.
Just
for the pitching staff.
We should
They should have their own gorilla mask. So,
absolutely.
Listen, what they're doing. Listen, they're gorillas on the mound, man.
Yes.
Yes.
And we got to get him a shirt.
Oh, we got to get you. Yeah, we got to send you a Morning Mayhem shirt.
We have to get a size in your address, Will.
So
we can send it to you.
Yeah, we'll get that to you, Will. Hey, well, good luck tonight, buddy.
All right.
We appreciate you jumping on with us. Good luck. Beat those Tigers, man.